B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I was all excited. WCNC chief meteorologist Brad Panovich has been posting like the last 24 hours to look for an awesome meteor shower overnight. And conditions around the Charlotte area were going to be good to see the meteorites.
Did you see anything?
Well, the peak time was supposed to be like 4:30 in the morning when I'm on the road. I only saw clouds. I don't see anything. I'm looking out the window now, and
we can call Brad and complain.
No.
Dear Brad, you messed up again.
Oh, it's not complainable. I was just excited. I was nerdy excited.
Yeah. You know, I'm just amazed by him and all meteorologists. Like, so Saturday, I think it was Saturday day, there was a tornado warning, and he was on TV.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, aren't you ever home?
Like, yeah.
Like, don't you go home?
He'll go in on the drop of a hat. Plus, he does, like, vlogs from his home in the morning.
That guy works.
Yeah,
he does. I'm dying to get out of this radio station. After the show, I'm burnt. I'm like, I gotta go.
Well, tell us, Roy, since you do get out of the radio station at about noon each day, what was your day like in 30 seconds yesterday?
So, yesterday, for the first time ever, I started this physical therapy. Because I have my leg sore ever since. I had a foot injury almost a year ago, and so my leg's been sore since then. And I saw a chiropractor for the first time in my entire life. Those guys are wizards.
Mm-hmm.
They do weird magic voodoo stuff. Number one, I get there, and they know the show, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does this thing to my leg to pinch a nerve to bypass my brain, to teach my brain not to use that muscle, to use a different muscle.
Is this a holistic chiropractor?
No, because he also popped the crap out of my back.
Okay. He's using pressure points to stretch Roy's muscles farther than they normally go.
We got
to
retrain my muscle memory.
Nice.
Yeah. I found out I use my quads more than I use my butt, and I need to use my butt more than my quads.
I was going to say, I think you need to use your butt more, but I thought maybe I should leave it to a medical expert.
I told Sterling the same.
How about you, Loren? What was your day like in 30?
I had kind of an annoying day.
Uh-oh.
So, you know,
I thought we were over that with you.
I know.
You're having bad days a lot.
No. It wasn't like the annoying days that I've had in the past.
Good, because the retrograde is gone. Yes. We should all be in a good line.
Yes, this is just a minor annoyance. But because we had just moved out of our old house and into our new house, I have all this like old furniture that I'm selling that was in our storage unit. And I put it on Facebook Marketplace. It annoys the crap out of me when somebody says that they're coming for something and then they never show up. And I'm literally messaging them back like, hey, are you still coming? Like, should I move on to the next person? They're like, yeah, I'll be there in an hour.
No, people
suck. I'll be there in an hour. Well, at 4:30 yesterday, I told this guy to go fly a kite. I was moving on to the next person because I wasn't waiting anymore.
Good, yeah.
It just annoys, like, people. I left work early yesterday to go home.
And that guy didn't come until after 4:30. Wow.
He didn't even come.
Oh. Now, hang on. In this guy's defense, did he get stopped by your community security guard because he didn't drive the appropriate vehicle?
Not a bad question.
I got coffee in my nose.
Did the Bobbies stop him?
No.
The British soldiers with the tall black hats?
Yeah, okay.
Could he not
state your business, sir.
Could he not cross the moat to the chateau that we're in? Was there a
get proper clearance?
Did it take too long for you to answer the front door? Because you know how long that walk is when you get to that front door.
1 minute! I'm coming! Can I help you?
I'm here to pick up the table and the chairs. I'll be right with you.
You know, and I was going to put him outside for porch pickup, but yeah. It looked like it was going to rain, so I brought him back in, and then finally I was like, forget it, I'm not waiting around on you anymore.
Amanda does that too, and then I can see Amanda on her phone, and she goes, like that, and I go, what's the matter? She goes, just, I'm arguing with someone because they were supposed to be here, now yeah. I'm moving on. So
yeah.
I'll tell you my day in 30 seconds. Yes. I went and bought my favorite. Amanda does not like Chinese food. She'll eat Thai food. She doesn't like sushi. Mm-hmm. Thai is her thing for some reason. I love Chinese food. Give me General Tso's chicken and broccoli.
Amen to that, brother.
Egg roll, fried rice. I have some leftovers here. Anyway, I took a picture and I posted it on my Insta at Manny Radio. What I've always done, I think my dad started this and it's trickled down to the other Manny sons. We crumple up the crispy noodles onto our food.
You do that, I've noticed.
And, yeah. I had two people from China reach out to me. Fans of the MRL show are like, oh my gosh, don't ever do this. Lily says, no, don't ever do that. Signed, your Chinese listener.
Real question, what are those for? Are they for soups?
It's for soup, I believe.
But why do they put them in your bag if you didn't get soup?
I asked for them. Oh. I pay $1 extra to get them.
Oh my gosh, why? It looks like it even tastes bad.
It's so good. And then somebody else said, my mom makes awesome fried rice. I'd love to drop some off for you guys. Yes, please.
Yes. I love the duck sauce, man. You can put that thing on anything.
All day, right?
It's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte has a restroom that's in the running for the best restroom in the country.
I saw this.
Cintas Group. They're the ones that put the little pucks in the men's urinals.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
They do all the cleanups. They announced 10 finalists for the best loo of the year. The top 10 toilets will compete for the crown in their 18th annual America's Best Restroom Contest.
I saw that there was one in South Carolina, too. I can't remember where.
In Greenville.
Yeah.
Finalists were selected based on cleanliness, visual appeal, innovation, functionality, and unique design elements. The winner is going to receive $2,500 in facility services from Cintas while gaining national recognition as a first-rate public restroom. What place is it?
Do we get to vote on this, or do they just pick it?
I think they just pick it.
Do the QTs have pretty good bathrooms?
No, it's not like...
it's not a public place? It has to be a public place, right?
It's a restaurant.
Okay. I don't know.
Lauren, have you been there?
Yes. So this restaurant was it was designed specifically for Instagram.
You know what? Barcelona has a pretty cool, it's in Southend, has a pretty cool restroom where it's like a meeting area and there's like 40, it's like, not 40, it's like 10 different rooms in this meeting area and they're all individual stalls.
That's cool.
And so everyone kind of meets in this one area and then you just go to an open stall.
Lauren, tell everyone what restaurant it is.
I hope I'm saying it right, but it is La Bella Helena.
That's right.
I love that place. I did a whole food adventure blog. You can read about it at kiss951.com if you want to look up La Belle Helene or however you pronounce it. It sounded like you pronounced it right, Lauren.
Let's see. The La Belle Helena bathroom in Charlotte is styled as a French, brasserie. Brasserie with a shared vanity that reflects a hand-painted mural that's perfect for the Instagrammable bathroom selfie.
But they would design that entire restaurant from like the time you walk in to the time you use the restroom to be Instagrammable.
That's awesome.
All beautiful. I mean, even to the plating of the food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you walk in and it's gorgeous.
Well, good luck to the La Belle Helena.
You know,
hopefully you win.
When I was there, I ordered a mustard pork chop, and I spilled champagne all over it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the place where you spilled you ruined your drink and your food? Yeah, I remember that.
I told them, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm, like, the most unclassiest person ever.
If you're a Friends fan, then you know that they're celebrating their 25th anniversary of the sitcom this year.
I feel like everyone's celebrating it.
Yes, everyone is celebrating it. Well, now, keep your eye on the big screen. There's not a movie coming, but it is headed to theaters for the first time ever. So the original sitcom aired on NBC for ever. Mm-hmm. And now there's going to be 12 episodes that will make its way to over 1,000 theaters across the country this year.
Really? That's odd.
Yeah. They're going to do 4 remastered episodes. that will show once a day on September 23rd, 28th, and October 2nd to celebrate the milestone.
I liked Friends, but I watched Friends only because it piggybacked with Seinfeld, and I was a huge Seinfeld fan in the 90s.
So you just watched it based on like where it's at?
I just recorded Seinfeld on my VHS, and I just left it recording for an hour.
I liked Friends more than Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I was the opposite.
So Alex Rodriguez.
You're not human.
He learned the hard way not to leave his valuables in his car. Did you guys see this? He was in San Francisco and he was there for a Giants-Phillies game on Sunday night. Well, thieves broke into his car and made off with $500,000 in jewelry and electronics. So the thieves got away with a camera, a laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, and a bag, a very expensive bag, while he was having dinner. And the investigators have made this a high priority case.
Mm.
MTV, there were reports that they were thinking about dropping Michael Jackson's name from the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award after the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland came out.
Yeah, what'd they decide?
They decided not to drop the name. But Missy Elliott will be receiving that award this year.
You know, I absolutely love Michael Jackson's music. I play it for Dean. Ruby and I were jamming to it the other day. But I'm also not blind to the people's complaints about him.
Right.
And some of the evidence is mounting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep it separate, though.
Hmm. Interesting.
And Amanda and I made that decision.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Do you keep R. Kelly separate?
I'm not a huge R. Kelly fan, though, so no, it doesn't. R. Kelly's, like, not on my radar like that. Michael Jackson is, though. Like, I freaking love Michael Jackson's music.
Okay.
And,
Not my household.
No. I mean, listen, I know, but here's the thing. I know a lot of people have to deal with the same thing, too. Yeah, like, MTV just had to make the same thing. They're keeping his music separate from his personal life,
right,
which is what you have to do.
So,
if you want. I mean, that's what I chose to do.
Yeah. Okay, so MTV, they've decided to keep it. Missy Elliott is getting the Vanguard Award this year. She has won 7 MTV VMAs, and she will also be performing at this year's event.
Okay.
Which you can watch on August 26th.
Awesome.
That's your dirty.
I enjoyed a day at Tweetsie Railroad over vacation, and something landed on a man's back. And I took a picture of it because I'd never seen anything like it before.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the main Roy on the Ram Morning Show.
What Roy's doing right now at radio is called Walking Down the Song.
Yep. And I backselled it too. There was a backsell and a station identification. If you really want to break down the formatics of my talent, that's what I just did.
That's what we teach our interns around here. So I was up at Tweetsie Railroad with my family last Saturday, right before, like, the first Saturday we were off. Uh-huh. On vacation, and I took Dean up there, and he had a blast, by the way. It was so much fun. It started raining, but all that did was chase people away and left less lines for us, because without lightning and thunder, the park stays open.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a heavy rain, but we were on the Ferris wheel end, and I was on it with Dean. It was the first time he ever rode a Ferris wheel, and we're going around like pretty fast. He goes, "Whoa, I'm living my best life."
That's so cute.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, you're adorable, dude. So we're on the train, the famous train ride that takes you around a 3-mile trek. The one where the cowboys get on there, the Native Americans, although they still call it the Cowboy and Indian Show.
Whoa, really?
Tweetsie. Yep. Oh. And I call them the Native Americans. So they get on the train and they kind of have a little battle, right? Well, while the train is stopped in front of the battle area, You go for about a mile, then the train stops at Tweetsie. Then, you know, you're part of the show. The cowboys get off, the Native Americans get on, and then the cowboys get on and chase them. As this is happening, I look forward, and I'm sitting next to Amanda, and she goes, "Oh, my God, look at that bug on that guy's back," about 3 rows up on the train in front of me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, ooh, it looks like a scorpion. It has like a scorpion's tail.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I posted this picture on my Instagram, Maney Radio. You could go look at it. Because I had it in my pictures, and you're asking yourself, what did you do? Walk up to the guy and take a picture? And that's exactly what I did. Amanda goes, get it off of his back. Look at this thing.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
It has like a big hook on its butt.
It's like a reverse scorpion tail, though, where it's like down.
Almost looks like a dragonfly that's dried up.
Loren, it's like something I've never seen before.
If you told me that's the mosquito that carried like West Nile virus, I would believe it. Like, it looks like it has a deadly disease.
It's the craziest thing. So, and what it's on is the guy's shirt. I zoomed in.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up to the guy. This is while the show's going on, by the way. I walked up to the guy. I go, hey, you got a weird bug on your back. He's like, oh, thanks. I go, before I get it off, I want to take a picture of it and show it to you because it's like something I've never seen before. And the dude goes, man, don't take a picture of it. Just get it off me. I was like, no, hold still. I go, hold still. And I snapped the picture and then I knocked it off and it like flew away. But before it flew away, it like looked at me. It was like, and then it flew away. So I it winked at me. You know what it did? It scanned my face. It will forever remember me.
He's coming back for you.
Yeah, look back at you.
You.
So, I go back and I sit down with Amanda and I go, I got it, but look, I also got a picture of it. She goes, well, you took a picture of it? Why don't you just knock it off of him? I go, I wanted a picture of this thing. I'd never seen it before. She goes, it's just your luck. You'd be taking the picture and the thing would sting him and I'd be too late.
Yeah, right. Did you ever find out what it is?
No, I don't even know. Like, what do I do? Send it to, like,
I don't know.
Like a scientist?
It looks weird, man. I've never seen a bug like that.
Me neither. It really is the strangest looking bug I've ever seen.
I'm looking
and
at
it was
your...
big. It like fits in your hand.
Looks like it could stab someone. With
I'm
that
looking
thing
at your
hand.
Comments though, and like this one person seems to know what it is because she says they're mating, and that's why it's all shriveled up now.
Whoa!
Does
oh.
that mean it is a dragonfly?
Maybe.
Doesn't have the wings of a dragonfly.
Huh.
You know, like the dragonflies, and the dragonfly's got a longer torso. If you want to break down bugs. But anyway, I thought that was funny. It was just my luck to take a picture of it. And the guy goes, don't take a picture of it. Get it off of me.
I like how the mosquito looked at you.
It did. I flicked
like
it off.
It winked at you.
I flicked it off. The thing was like,
okay.
And then it took off. Like he was scanning my face.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Steve Manny, wax off. Memory bank. Hey, we got into a conversation late on the show yesterday, and the text messages kind of came pouring in, and we didn't have time to touch on it. Will anyone listening to us right now dine alone at some point today?
I'm going to be dining alone over the next couple days.
But will you go to a restaurant, sit down, and either have lunch or dinner alone today inside a restaurant?
Okay.
Because I cannot dine alone. Roy, you can. Loren, we'll get your thoughts on this, too.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The question on the table, Loren, is will you be dining alone today for lunch or dinner at a restaurant?
Me personally, not today, but I love eating by myself. Mm-hmm. I get so much done. I bring my laptop. It's just like a nice quiet time. And I feel like once you're a parent, like you don't, like I would never have eaten by myself before I had kids. And now I welcome some silence.
Okay. Roy, you say you enjoy it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would sit down at a table. I would go to the bar.
That's what I would do.
Really?
But that's not dining alone because you talk
it's
to
not,
the bartender.
Yeah.
You talk like you talk to the people around you. Amanda's in Vegas this week for work, and so I dropped the kids off at the nanny. You know the drill for an overnight sleep. I was thinking about going out to watch the Mets-Braves game tonight, and like I'm thinking in my head who I'm going to talk to at the bar.
Yeah.
That bothers you, that you might not have someone to talk
to.
I
would not be able to sit at a table and just do lunch or dinner by myself. And you're kind of doing it with your laptop, so you're keeping busy. Can you imagine just taking bites, drinking your drink, and like
staring,
looking at your phone and like just looking around?
Yeah, I mean, I could take a book and do it.
How about you, producer Nicole? Can you do that? You can't.
Yeah, I can. I prefer being alone.
Really? Well, so does Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Now, will you be dining alone today?
Yes, sir. I sure will be.
For lunch?
For dinner.
For dinner. Now, I love it when I see people dine alone at dinner and they go to like really nice restaurants that's like romantic, perfect for a date night.
Wait, what?
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Somebody's dining alone?
Yeah. Yeah. They like dine alone.
Like they treat themselves to a nice dinner.
Yeah. I love the confidence in it.
Wow. Deborah, why will you be dining alone?
I will be dining alone because I love dining by myself. I just do. I don't really hang out a lot with people, just my brother for the most part. So I usually always go out to eat by myself, and I absolutely love it.
I see, I got to be honest. If I'm at the restaurant and I see Deborah sitting by herself, I'm going to be like...
You feel bad for her.
I'll be in my feels. I'll be like, she doesn't have anybody to eat with.
She's enjoying herself.
I know. That's so great to hear.
I love it. I do it all the time, and I absolutely love it.
All right, Deborah. We'll enjoy it tonight. Now, will you bring your laptop like Loren, or you just sit there?
No. I'll check my email while I wait for my food, and then when my food comes, I'll just eat it without looking at my phone.
Wow, it's heartbreaking for
no,
me.
No, it's not. That's wonderful. Just be alone with your thoughts. Like, yes, I bring my laptop. I get a glass of wine. I do some work. But there's people texting in now that 704 just said, well, how about the couples that sit there having dinner together and never say anything to them to each other the whole time? That looks miserable, too.
They're not alone, and that's completely different.
How is that
they
different?
Chose to go together.
But they're not speaking.
Okay, but that's not the point. The point is you're sitting there by yourself. There's an empty seat or three empty seats around you, depending on what table you're at, and there's nobody there. I seriously have, like, tears in my eyes
really?
For Deborah, and she just told me it's okay.
Another 704 number just said, can I take Deborah to dinner? I would love to. Deborah's fine on her own.
I feel bad if it's, like, an elderly person, you know? I'm like, oh...
They've lost their loved one.
Yeah, if they're like 95, I'm like, there's a 90% chance that the other person died, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to go be their friend.
I know.
Let's talk with Becky. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So you like dining alone?
Oh, my God. I've been doing it since I've been a teenager. I will, you know, go to the movies by myself.
I do that.
I will... go and eat by myself. I don't care. I'm not with any... I used to go camping by myself.
Oh, I don't know, like, if I could go camping by myself, but...
Oh, it was the best. Like, I just enjoyed doing that kind of stuff on my own.
Oh, I'm just a big fraidy cat.
Yeah. could be in the woods.
Yeah, it's not that I want to enjoy my time.
Well, it wasn't like, you know, tent camping. My dad used to have a camper at a place,
glamping.
You know.
Okay.
But that's I would have to, you know, do everything myself. So
yeah,
it was fun. I liked it. It was great.
So if you're sitting down and eating lunch today by yourself at a table and, you know, you're on your phone and looking around, like, what are you thinking about? Are you looking at other people going, I'm much happier than they are?
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Thanks, Becky. Hey, y'all remember the time I told you I was at Five Guys? The restaurant, Roy.
I do, and that girl was crying.
She was sitting there by herself crying.
Oh.
And so... I quickly jumped on our at the MRL show on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, y'all, I got 30 minutes here. I'm eating with my son. Should I go up and say something to her or leave her alone? And people tweeted, they're like, leave her alone. You don't know what happened.
Are you sure she's not crying because the burger is so damn good?
It was possible, I guess. Those burgers are freaking delicious. But I just felt really bad. She was sitting there just sobbing. And, like, her mascara was running. And
oh, my gosh.
And she was still eating, by the way, which hats off to her for being able to do that.
Still to come.
We got to get serious here on the show. Loren?
So during vacation, there was a moment that I thought for sure, if Sterling wasn't dead, he was going to be very, very hurt. He was involved in an incident. I guess you could even say accident.
Yeah.
And it scared the crap out of me to the point that, like, afterwards, like, once the situation was done, I was crying while driving home.
Wow. Yeah. Loren and I have no idea what happened.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So my birthday was last week. And part of my birthday gift, Sterling wanted to give me a special, you know, day. And so he got me ATV rental to Carolina Adventure World. Have you ever heard of this place?
Yeah.
It's down in South Carolina. It's about an hour down the road. And it's an awesome place where they have all these cool trails. They even have like a little racetrack up there. And so on the, you know, when we got the four-wheelers, Sterling doesn't know how to ride a four-wheeler. He's never really rode one before. So he's learning how to do it. And then I just go, I'm not one of those, like, jumpers or fast. I just like riding trails. Like, I like it easy.
Yeah.
You know, so for, like, 2 hours.
Does it have gears?
No, it's all automatic.
Oh, okay.
It's all automatic. So for, like, 2 hours, we're riding through, like, the easy stuff, and we're having a good time, and I'm having a ball. And so we wanted to go back towards our car to get some water. So you have to take, like, the service road, which is what the ambulances take if, God forbid, something happens. Now, the service road is not like a trail. It's really wide because it has to fit fire trucks and all this other stuff.
But it's a dirt road,
but
right?
But it's a dirt road. And you're only supposed to go 10 miles per hour, yet some people take the opportunity on these four-wheelers to go, like, 50.
Really open it up.
Really yeah. open it up. And I'm just, we're not, you know, I got Sterling. If he wasn't there, I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to keep things light for him.
Were there other people around you riding?
Yeah, there was a ton of people up at the Carolina Adventure World. So it's dry, and we're on the dirt road, and there's a lot of dust, and people are hauling. And you can't, because it's so dusty, because people are flying down the road, you can't see anything. So I'm in front, Sterling's in the four-wheeler back, and I look back and I don't see Sterling anymore. So I stop the four-wheeler, I pull off to the right, and I turn off my four-wheeler, and I don't hear another engine behind me.
Ooh.
And my heart drops. I'm like, why is he not here? So I'm coming back, and as I'm coming back, the dust is settling, and I can see Sterling on the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, in that moment, I gunned it to him.
Yeah.
I thought, this is... And just by looking at the way the four-wheeler was in the ditch, I was like, this something awful has happened.
So when you turned around and went back, he was laying on the ground?
He was on the ground.
Answering you? Like, are you yelling at him at this point?
He was moving a little bit, but he was on the ground.
Oh, scary.
And so by the time I get up there, he's up, and I'm like, what the world happened? And he tells me that people were flying by him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And he was afraid he was going to get hit. And four-wheelers, if you jerk your wheel to the right, you go to the right.
Sure.
And he went into the ditch. And
flipped off?
He fell. Oh, yeah. I mean, he fell off. He's a light guy. You know me. It just takes a lot to fly me off a four-wheeler. But he's a skinny guy, well, so he hit something hard. He's going to go.
And he's lucky it didn't, like, the thing didn't flip over on him, Lorraine, because I grew up. With four-wheelers in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that had one flip over on him, and he broke his arm.
Mm-hmm. Well... So something like that did kind of happen.
Oh, no.
So the four-wheeler's in the ditch, and he's up. And I said, well, we got to get it out of the ditch. You know, let's go ahead and drive it out of the ditch. And so he gets back on it to then try to get out of the ditch. The dang thing then rolls on top of him.
Oh, no.
It goes to the left and lays on top of him. So we get him up out of that, and we leave the four-wheeler there. He's all hurting on the backside.
To add insult to injury, you put
Literally.
Him back on the thing.
and it flips
over on him.
And so... You know, and I'm like, how? Because the ditch is maybe, if you look at it, it's maybe 2-3 feet deep. It's not that big of a ditch.
Kind of like a drainage ditch where water goes down. Yeah,
and you're like, how did, not only did, like, you look at the four-wheeler, the handlebars are all bent upwards. And then, like, not only is the four-wheeler probably totaled.
No.
But how did, like, this happen? Like,
yeah. So wait, so then what's his injury status?
I think he walked away with just bruises.
Okay.
Which is remarkable.
Okay.
Because I saw where he was and where the four-wheeler was, and he went flying.
Not only that, but you have to think, like, there's other people on that road. You're going at a good clip.
If
you turn that wheel when you're moving,
I mean,
no wonder he got thrown off.
He probably hit a ditch going 10 miles per hour, and that's pretty fast to fly 10 miles per hour.
You said that you had a moment where you started tearing up. When did that happen?
So I tried to act all cool, you know, when it was happening. And I was like, because, you know, I'm from, you know, the Blue Ridge Mountains. We owned a four-wheeler my whole life. And I'm like, oh, listen, I've wrecked so many four-wheelers. I've had them fall on me. Don't worry. Everything's fine. Meanwhile, that's never happened, right? Yeah.
You know, but somebody's got to be the level-headed one when things going sideways.
Yeah. And
literally.
I'm like, is adrenaline going? Maybe he has a more serious injury and he just hasn't realized it yet. And so when we go back to the rental, which, by the way, I hope the Carolina Adventure World doesn't screw me over and I have to buy a new rental.
Oh, God. Give them the plug, bell, Lorraine.
I hope the mechanics are reasonable.
When you're driving back, they're like, hey, how was the ride?
Well, we called.
And it comes back.
You're going to have to tow this.
Sterling's holding the handlebars. Roy's got the fender.
So get this. So it, like I said, it's only a two-foot ditch. We called the guys to come get us out, the people that works at Carolina Adventure World. The guy shows up, and they're thinking probably this is something really serious, and they got to hook a chain and pull us out.
Right.
The guy hops on the four-wheeler, drives it out of the ditch in 2 seconds. In 2 seconds. Meanwhile, a horrible accident has occurred just before this in the same ditch. And the guy's like, no big deal. Hops on it. And he's like, you just got kicking in four-wheel drive, son.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm like, I don't know anything about four-wheel. I don't know. This isn't my
four-wheel. Meanwhile, you just told Sterling you're the four-wheeling king.
Right.
You guys are like, boy, get out of the way.
I don't know how to put four-wheel drive on, you know?
Oh, man. All right, so then, so you still didn't tell us, just real quick.
So when we brought it back to the, and everything settled, and we did the paperwork, and we're driving on the interstate back, he's in a lot of pain, but I realized that by this point, if there was something really broken, we would have probably, because it's an hour drive, I'd probably be screaming.
But
probably.
It could have been so much worse than what it was.
And that's when I started crying. We pulled over at a gas station, and I went to go fuel up the tank, and I was like, that could have been, because I've had buddies who have gotten really, really injured.
You did.
You yourself were in an accident.
I was on
involving
a tractor, not an ATV. And I maybe that's also why I was crying, because I was, my accident kind of came through, and I was thinking about that, but I was so happy and scared, and I was crying while pumping gas. People probably like, what's wrong with that guy?
They're breaking up.
Tears just strolling down my face as I'm putting gas in my car. They're like, oh, man, dude, I know the gas prices are high, but it ain't that bad.
Roy Brown and Sterling, the traumatic ATV show. Oh. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Me too.
He's fine. He's just bruised.
That could have been bad.
Could have been real bad.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Bebe Rexha is proving that she isn't too old to be sexy, despite the 29-year-old getting a note from a male record exec saying that she was. That she needed to tone it down a little bit because she was 29 years old and too old to be sexy. Uh-huh. Well, there is no age that you have to stop being sexy, ladies. And to do so and prove that, she's speaking out and sharing her truth. She went on Instagram and shared a picture of herself in her bra and underwear and lingerie to prove a point and shared her story about getting that note.
Good for her. You know what's sad is that guy who said that to her, that's not the only person he said that to.
Of course not.
And a lot of women never came forward and probably believed him.
He said that her brand was quote-unquote confusing. Well, she's fed up with being put in a box and for women in general being labeled as quote-unquote hags as they get older when it's okay for men to age.
I mean, my gosh.
There is a double standard there.
This picture, I'm looking at it. Good for her.
Yeah. Halsey, she is coming out and defending Miley Cyrus after trolls were jumping on her, saying that her bisexuality is the reason for her breakup with Liam Hemsworth. Now, Liam, yesterday, we heard that he had...
What does that have to do with it? What does bisexuality have to do with a breakup?
That's just the trolls talking.
That's weird. Okay.
Yep. Anyway, Liam, yesterday, we heard that he was speaking to the press. Well, he went on Instagram and said, listen, I haven't been speaking to the press despite any reports that you've been seeing. Like, I just want to lay low through this whole process. Yeah. Like, please just let me be. So,
Brody, by the way, because I'm all over this, Roy, because I have a man crush on Brody Jenner. Uh-huh. Brody is dating Josie Canseco now, or was seen making out, holding hands. Public
Jose
PDA.
Canseco's daughter.
Jose Canseco's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Katy Perry is in some trouble. So she is now being accused of sexual harassment by her co-star of the Teenage Dream video from 2010. The model who appears in the music video said that even though he had a crush on her, things went too far at a party when Katy pulled his Adidas pants and underwear far enough away from his body that she could see down his pants.
Oh, no.
So he decided that... Since they're celebrating the 9th anniversary of this, he said, forget it. I'm not helping her with her BS image another second. And he is putting it out there because right now he feels like in society, men of power are being accused of this thing. But women in power are also doing it.
Okay. Wait, can't everybody just keep their hands to themselves unless invited?
Amen. Whitney Cummings, she is sharing a nude photo of herself after she accidentally posted it on Instagram, took it down immediately, and of course a troll nabbed it and was DMing her saying, well, how much money are you going to give me not to post this? Well, she was like, screw you, I'll post it anyway.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren.
Ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, David, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show. You are playing Can't Beat Lauren this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you're a freshie, so let's play and see how you do.
All righty. Get out, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren is walking out of the studio, the headphones down, the door's open, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go, David, in Charlotte. Things seem to be heating up between Gigi Hadid and Bachelorette contestant Tyler. What One Direction member was Gigi previously in a relationship with?
Ooh.
What former One Direction member, I guess I should say?
Tough one.
Three. Two. One. No answer for David there. Question two. This popular sitcom with people like Phoebe, Chandler, Monica, and Ross is going to be heading for the big screen for the first time ever to celebrate its 25th anniversary. What show is that?
Friends.
And question three, Liam Hemsworth broke the silence on his split with Miley Cyrus. What Marvel superhero does his brother Chris play?
Oh, my God. Thor. Thanks.
And Camila Cabello says her upcoming album is a million times better than her last. She was just recently spotted doing some PDA with this guy. And, in fact, we think now they're dating. Who is that?
Oh, my God. That's the man crush dude. Jenner dude.
Okay. Give him Brody Jenner there, Roy.
Yeah.
Okay. Question five. A-Rod's car got broken into and thieves got away with $500,000 worth of stuff. What New York baseball team did Alex Rodriguez play for?
The...
Three. You have two choices. Two.
Atlanta.
What New York baseball team? Three, two,
Yankees.
One. All right. Come on in, Lauren.
All right, David, try.
They're hard questions today.
Are they? Okay.
Three.
I felt like that took a while.
Google ain't working.
The brain don't think today, y'all. All right.
Google ain't working.
Question one, Lauren. Things seem to be heating up between Gigi Hadid and Bachelorette contestant Tyler. What One Direction member did Gigi previously date?
I believe Zayn.
That is correct. No answer from David. 1-0.
And this popular sitcom with people like Phoebe, Chandler, Monica, and Ross is going to be heading to the big screen for the first time ever to celebrate his 25th anniversary.
Friends.
That is correct. 2-1.
Liam Hemsworth broke his silence on a split with Miley Cyrus. What Marvel superhero did his brother Chris play?
Oh, Thor.
Yeah, that is correct. It's 3-2.
Easy. Camila Cabello says her upcoming album is a million times better than her last. She's been busted with some PDA, and now we suspect she's dating whom?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct. We got Brody Jenner for David. It's 4-2.
And Alex Rodriguez's car got broken into and thieves got away with $500,000 worth of stuff. What New York baseball team did A-Rod play for?
The Yankees.
That is correct. Final score 5-3. The win. You got 36 wins. David.
That was hard, but you know what we want to hear?
You won the win.
Thanks for playing, David.
Don't go away mad, David. Good job.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Ellie, you sent us a Facebook message and said that you've been with Miles for 3 years. You're not officially living together, but you do stay the night a lot. And you found something on a recent trip to his place. What'd you find in the bathroom?
So I found a clump of red, like long red hair.
I assume you do not have red hair.
I do not have red hair. I have blonde hair. So to find this was a little suspicious.
Hmm.
My wife has red hair.
Do
you live in Waxhaw? By the way, I have a separate vacuum upstairs specifically to take Amanda's red hair off the white tile that we have, or else it gets everywhere.
Hmm. Well, did you ask him about the hair, Ellie? Because, I mean...
I did ask, and he's just like, oh... I'm not sure what that is. I think that you just left your, you know, brush on the floor or whatever, or the hair from your brush, you know, got some. And I'm like, no, I don't have red hair. I have blonde hair, you know, so I'm just not my hair. And another thing is that I usually just keep my workout clothes on a chair. Do I show up, though, and the workout clothes aren't there? They're, like, kind of shoved in the closet. So
he's
trying to hide that I'm not normally there, you know, that there's another, you know, girl that hangs out there. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, the evidence is pretty mounting.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, let's call Miles. Don't say anything till we find out what he puts on the note, especially if it's not to you, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Miles. This is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we just did an online Instagram giveaway where one of your friends tagged you in a post, and we randomly select someone. Well, your name came up, so congratulations. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Okay. You're going to need my... You're not going to ask for my credit card or something?
Nope. I do, however, need the name of a person that you'd like to send romantic flowers to.
All right, well, okay, well, if you're offering, I would love to send some flowers to Allie.
Okay, so we're sending these to Allie, and what would you like to put on the card to go along with these flowers?
Just a nice, normal... something like, Ellie, I love you. You're everything, and I hope these roses make your day.
Hey, that's sweet.
That's great, but that doesn't answer whose hair that was, Miles.
Yeah, Miles, we're not a flower shop. You're actually on a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters.
What?
Typically... if someone's cheating, they send the flowers to someone other than their girlfriend. You didn't do that in this case.
No, why would I send flowers to someone besides my girlfriend? Ellie, is that you? Are you on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, she heard everything.
Yeah.
Well,
which wasn't very incriminating. So let's talk about the red hair that Ellie found on the bathroom floor in your apartment.
What hair? What are you talking about?
The clump of red hair.
Ellie, if there's any hair... in my apartment, it's definitely yours. Like, I can't...
No, nope. I'm blonde, and the hair was red.
Well, maybe it was your sister's hair. I don't know. Your sister came over the other day.
No, my sister's brunette. She doesn't have red hair.
What about Kelly? Doesn't she have red hair? Her hair's red, isn't it?
Kelly is brunette, but keep going. I like this game.
I do, too. What about your sister's uncle's nephew's girlfriend? Dude, come on. Fess up. Somebody was in your bathroom that wasn't Ellie.
You even hid Ellie's clothes.
That's true, too.
Okay, listen. Ellie, listen.
Let's unpack that.
I'm not cheating on you. First of all, I just want you to know that. I'm not cheating. I wouldn't cheat on you. I love you. I want to be with you. So one of my coworkers the other day had a really bad fight with her boyfriend, and I felt bad. I didn't want to tell you about it because I felt like literally nothing happened. It was just one of those situations where I was trying to help out a friend. So,
Ellie, what are your thoughts?
I mean, this is like coming out of nowhere. It was a girl coworker?
Yeah, it was a girl coworker.
And that was her hair then? You were trying to hide it?
I mean, I assume it was her hair. I don't know.
Does she have red hair?
Yeah, she has red hair.
Okay.
This doesn't look good for you.
Did she stay in the bed? Did she stay on the couch?
No, she didn't stay in the bed. She slept on the couch. She's in the bathroom.
Okay, so...
I let her take a shower.
Wouldn't it have made sense for me to, like, stay the night at the same time?
Well, and also, she didn't want a whole lot of people there. She was really upset. Like, this was... She was crying. Like, it was a really bad fight. So, it wasn't the kind of thing that... You invite somebody else.
You could still have texted, though, Miles, and just said, hey, heads up, blah, 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 sleeping over, crash it out on the couch, you know, whatever.
You're trying to hide this.
I didn't want her to worry, and it wasn't...
I mean, I'm just still in just, like, a complete state of shock. I don't even know what to think. This is... He lied to me for so many questions until he finally said, okay, fine, it's a coworker. Like, I just don't even know what to think.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
War of the Roses between Ellie and Miles. Ellie found red hair on the floor. She's a blonde. Miles sends the flowers during War of the Roses to Ellie, which is Very different if you've ever heard the War of the Roses radio segment. Typically, they send it to someone that they're having an affair with.
You guys can jump on the phones. We're getting text messages, and it's pretty split, Loren, if you see the text, 50-50 on whether or not people believe that Miles didn't hook up with someone from work who he claimed in that War of the Roses. And you can go listen to it. It's in its entirety after the show today. I'll be up on the MRL Show podcast on our app. But Loren, Miles said that it was a coworker from work who had gotten into an argument with her boyfriend and needed a place to stay.
Yeah, and the text messages that are coming in are very split. They believe him. They don't believe him. To be honest with you, he sounded sincere to me. Like, I kind of believe him, but it doesn't look good. And the fact that you still lied about it, I think I would be more upset about that than the person actually spending the night, because he did sound sincere.
That's what Ellie said was at the end of that war. Roy, she said, "I'm so mad that he lied to me. I believe that he's not cheating, but I'm mad that he lied to me." So we said, hey, call her, get her info, and talk to her about it and see what she says. And if she sounds like she's lying, get back to us. Either way, she's going to jump back on the phone for we do it once in a while, a War of the Roses follow-up tomorrow at 7:50. Again, you can get caught up on all the War of the Roses, including this last one, on our app. Now, the other question here is, how do you handle if you're dating, and I guess maybe if you're married it could be a thing too, like, and someone from the opposite sex needs a place to crash out, you need to lend a helping hand to someone, you know?
You be honest, you disclose it, which is why, by the way, I think he's cheating. I think he's not innocent in any way.
Really?
Yeah, he lied. He covered it up. There's something else going on in the relationship. Maybe he hoped that something was going to happen that night. Nothing did happen. I don't know. But the fact that
there was some intention, you think?
Yeah, it was something, because he was lying.
I was going to say, like, my best friend from high school is a guy. And in college, he had to spend the night at my place a couple times. But I never lied about it to who I was dating. Like, I always said, hey, Justin's drunk, passed out in the bathroom. Like, he's on the floor. Like, you know what I mean? There was nothing ever going on. So I don't understand why you would try to cover up something that is a non-issue.
I'll tell you why here in a second. And it has to do with something that Miles said, which is why I kind of get what he said.
But I swear, if you say because he's allergic to her cat.
No. No, but jump on real quick. We want to hear from you guys. We have a bunch of people that are on hold that don't believe him, but we need to hear from people that do believe Miles wasn't cheating. If you caught that war, 704-570-9595.
All right, let's talk with Jack in Morganton. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Jack, what do you think about this war?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really believe that he was up to no good in a way, but I think he was hoping that, you know, something would have happened.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I wanted to give a comment to Loren. I just noticed, I listen to you guys every day. And
thank you.
Loren, when he first answered the phone, you said Miles instead of is this Miles? And it may have tipped him off.
I'll tell you, though.
Kind of paused.
I'll tell you, though, Jack, for the most part, we try not to edit the War of the Roses, but we want to get it. We want to edit it down in a way that everybody can hear before they have to jump out of their car and get into work at 8 o'clock. So that one was like 13 minutes long, and we have to cut it down for air.
Okay.
So I think she does say, is this Miles? And then just to move it along, buddy, technically, we just cut that out. But
I do kind of agree with you that he may have had some bad intentions. We just got a text message, and it says, him trying to hide her clothes makes it sound like there was something more he wanted to happen.
Yeah,
which I guess I didn't catch that the first time around, but now that somebody pointed it out, maybe he did want something to happen.
He was tidying up, though. Maybe he didn't want the place to look like a mess for this woman that's coming over. I will say, thanks, Jack, he did mention one thing. There's one reason why he didn't tell his girlfriend, Ellie.
Why is that?
because she didn't want anybody to know about the drama going on in her life, in her relationship, and asked
him.
Yeah,
but there's an unspoken rule that anything you tell, like anything I tell Lauren, she can easily tell Dallas.
Right.
Even though I say it's between me and Lauren.
That's pillow talk.
It's different, though. You know Dallas. You have a relationship with Dallas, Roy. This is a coworker who doesn't know Ellie and was probably like, hey, do me a favor. Just keep my stuff off the streets. Let me crash on your couch and I'll be gone in the morning.
Nope. Even more of a reason that he should have shared it with her. If she has no connection to this girl and it wouldn't matter if she was Adam, then why would not tell her?
I did say in the war that he at least could have texted her and said, this is, but Ellie wanted to come over. Ellie's like, why didn't you tell me? Then I could have come over too.
I would have gone over.
She doesn't want that. She's sitting there crying on the couch, this coworker.
Well, then find somewhere else to stay, unfortunately.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
So then your house isn't open for that.
I mean, if you want me to make it this big secret and kick my husband out, then my house is not open.
You know how people have the safe house? Lauren doesn't have it.
All right, let's look with Daniel in Salisbury. Daniel, what do you think?
Yeah, I really believe Miles, because I think that when you're working with someone like that, mm-hmm. you get a close bond, and it's a friendship. It's not necessarily a romantic relationship. And if he would have called his girlfriend would have been obviously coming over, and that would have messed that whole thing up. Do I think Miles should have told, fessed up about it afterwards? Yes, I do believe that. But I believe that Miles was honestly got a good heart. He was just trying to open up his house to a friend that needed somewhere to crash for the night.
Now, I do too. Couldn't he have, though, has said, hey, called Ellie, be like, listen, coworker Mom's going through something. She's going through a tough time in the relationship, needs a place to stay. She doesn't want anyone to know, so don't come over. But she's staying the night. She's going to stay on the couch. I'm trying to console her. Wouldn't just be just saying, like, having that conversation be...
Well, I do understand that, but she would have came over.
You think so?
She came over.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to sweep it under the rug as helping someone, and he got busted in a bad way.
Okay, but I find it really...
Thanks,
and he did use the cat as an out, which is why I thought you were going to bring this up, Manny, because he was like, well, I didn't go to Ellie's house because I'm allergic to her cat, so she spends more time at my house. Okay, well, don't act like you've never gone to her house and you couldn't have sucked it up for a night and taken an allergy pill.
Yeah. And then let that other woman stay at his place without him?
Come on,
are we that insecure in our relationships?
No, but here's the thing. If he would have been open and honest about it and upfront about it, it wouldn't have been an issue. But now because you lied about it, and I don't think anything happened between them. Like, when we started this conversation, I believed him, and y'all just talked me right out of it.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So we thought yesterday that Liam Hemsworth had spoken to the press about his breakup with Miley Cyrus, but that's not the case. Overnight, he posted on his Instagram. He said, hi, all. Just a quick note to say Miley and I have recently separated, and I wish her nothing but health and happiness moving forward. This is a private matter, and I have not made, nor will I be making, any comments to any journalist or media outlets. Any reports other than this are false. Peace and love.
Supposedly yesterday he said the comment was something along the lines of...
You have no idea how hard it is.
It's too hard for me to even talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, she had a premium app back in, 2017. And she only used it for 3 months, but she asked her followers to sign up for this app, and it was $2.99 a month. Remember when this was a big thing? The Kardashians all had it. She did one. People were paying for celebrity content. Well, it turns out she only used the app for 3 months, but the people who signed up have been getting billed since then. So people are now dusting off their records and making sure that they weren't charged $2.99 a month since 2017.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Spencer Pratt. He lives the good life. You know, he's on the hills in Hollywood.
Selling his crystals.
Yeah, selling his crystals. But do you know how much he spends on wine and clothing? Listen to Heidi break this down.
Is it Lauren level?
No, it's way over Lauren level.
Okay, are we talking daily, weekly, yearly?
I think a month.
A month. He spends...
Oh, 30 grand.
Oh, that's a lot.
On what?
Clothes. On wine.
On wine?
Yeah, 30 grand a month on wine.
Okay.
This month you spent over $30,000 in...
Roy Brown.
Hold on.
You listen to this.
No, let her finish.
Okay.
Let her finish.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm backing up.
This month, you spent over $30,000 in clothes, over $3,000 on wine.
Oh, I feel like that is major progress. Just 10 years ago, we were drinking wine. That was $3,400 a bottle.
Well, this month in jewelry, you spent $10,000.
I feel like energetically, as I spend the money, I'm manifesting more money, which so far is happening every month.
I want to punch him.
And I just ask, what does he do that he's making that much money that he can spend that much money?
I think, well, first of all,
he's up in the hills, makes a big comeback.
He's not making that much money on the hills.
Every one of those people that grew up in Malibu, for the most part, came from some sort of wealth. I don't know what Spencer's parents did, but I'm sure they had scratch, as they say.
I know, dude, but that's still $30,000 on clothes. And, I mean, he was spending $3,500 a bottle on wine at some point.
So who knows? I mean, I can tackle a bottle of wine pretty quickly. I mean, how much is he spending on wine a month? If it's $3,500 a bottle.
Well, that's what he used to spend. He's only spending $3,000 on it now.
I doubt that.
He's not even the cool one on the hills.
Right.
Brandon Lee.
He's the obnoxious one on the hills.
Brandon Lee, Pamela and Tommy Lee's son, Brandon, is awesome.
Does anybody openly like Spencer Pratt, by the way? Like,
oh, you want to take a phone call from someone who openly will say they like Spencer, or a text? Okay.
I don't, he's so eccentric and abrasive to me that I just don't understand what the lore is.
704-570-9595. Text or call us and let Loren know if there's a Spencer Pratt fan in the audience.
Hmm. He's not even that attractive.
No, and he has a bad mustache. Okay, what else? Anything?
I've got what Loren likes for you.
Oh, we love this segment.
Yeah, here's the thing. I keep losing my phone in my car. And I don't have a good place to put it anymore. So it keeps sliding down between my seat and the actual console. So I finally invested in one of those little pockets that go between your seat that catch everything.
Oh, a grandpa pocket.
Yeah. You know what? My grandpa pocket is the best thing I've ever done. And you know what else? It holds my French fries.
Wow. What's it called?
The one I got was I think it's called Skyrox. But,
you gotta see this grandpa pocket.
No, it's a grandpa pocket. But it comes in like all different colors, so you can match the interior of your car.
Okay.
If you want the information on it, you can go to kiss951.com.
Yeah, go check it out there. I Googled it. I can't find it.
It's somehow a console catcher.
Somebody in yoga pants. Okay. Oh, console catcher? Is that what it's called?
That's what I'm calling it.
You know, Brody Jenner, speaking of the hills, and his girlfriend Caitlyn both moved on pretty quickly after their breakup. And we need to talk about it with you guys. The MRL show audience, did you guys break up with someone and move on super fast? And did you post about it to prove that you're like over it? Just like Brody's doing and Caitlyn just posted the picture of her kissing Miley Cyrus on a boat. 704-570-9595. We're going to talk about this in just about 5 minutes. So get on the phones now.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yeah! Oh my God. Yeah!
Yeah!
I like it.
I love it.
All right, it's kiss951 with the Manny Roy, the Ram Morning Show.
That's important to say. We need people to be listening to us. And check us out. We have billboards popping up all over the city. If you spot a Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show billboard, snap a picture and send it to us, please. Or tag us on our socials.
Because we don't know where they are.
Our boss came in yesterday, our big boss, Walter, who's awesome. In fact, let's say hi to Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
So we're going to talk to you about something here in a second. But our big boss, Walter, who signs our checks for us, he came in the other day and he goes, hey, good news. We got billboards with you guys. We were so happy. And he goes, this way now you can go and stand in front of them and take pictures to show your families that you're important.
Because look, we got a billboard, y'all.
I'll point to it. Look at me.
That's me.
Yeah. I'll tell you. He's funny, Morgan. Do you have a fun boss?
You know, I'm a teacher, so it can be fun at times.
Yeah, you have that principal-teacher relationship.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah.
Like, do principals reprimand teachers ever?
It depends on the situation.
Because I think the principals are more there for the kids than the teachers.
You think?
That's how their boss, I'd imagine.
See, I think principals are managing the school.
Well, they are. They are. But, like, our boss manages his employees. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't know. Anyway, we're off in Never Never Land here. This isn't why she's calling in.
Why is she calling in?
I don't know. I forgot.
Oh.
I know why she's calling in. Because, Morgan, we were talking about Brody Jenner and his girlfriend, Caitlyn, who broke up with each other last week while we were on vacation. And now both couples, or the former couple, they both have someone new in their life. And the question, Roy and Loren, is, did you move on quickly after a breakup? How quickly did you move on? And, like, did you post about it like they're doing? And, Morgan, you did.
Yeah, so I dated a guy for a little over a year and a half. We were engaged about 7 months. We ended the engagement. A month later, I was dating a new guy. And 4 months later, I was engaged to the new guy. And now I am happily married to that guy.
Wow. How long have you guys been married?
January will be 2 years. So...
when it's that quick of a turnaround, do people believe that you were cheating with that guy?
I had some people think that, and yeah. I had other people that just thought, you know, I needed to take time and not move on, but, you know, it worked out. I ended up getting married, and I'm happier than ever now.
Good for you.
You married the right one.
I did.
Yeah, that's the thing. Thanks, Morgan. Have a great day, and thanks for being an awesome teacher. Come to our Back to School for Teachers 2 event August 21st in Ballantyne at 5 o'clock, okay?
August 21st in Ballantyne. I'll be there.
Yes.
We'd love to see you there. It's a Wednesday night from 5 to 7.
Yes.
21st. I think she said 23rd, but it's 21st.
Yeah. Well, let's take more calls on this, Loren, and some text messages, because I find it fascinating. Don't you guys find it fascinating? Because Roy brings up a good point. If you move on quickly after the breakup, people are going to think that were cheating during your last relationship.
Really? Because I just think it's a really fast rebound.
No, especially with how she quickly got engaged.
That's no rebound.
I'd have been like, oh yeah, they for sure were dating for a while.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That is Señorita on Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Loren, the song that started it all between the two of them.
Right.
All the rumors and all the PDA. No, producer Nicole says what?
They've been friends forever.
Yeah, I mean, they've had dating rumors for the past, like, 3 years.
That was a pretty sexy music video, though.
We're not going back 3 years ago.
When they put out their song, Look, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, and then they were, like, spotted hanging out, and everyone thought that they were dating.
I don't remember that either. I'm trying to sound cool.
Nicole knows, like, all the deep tracks from a year ago. I'm like, what?
Remember their B-track, No One Knows?
It was probably a hit, too. We probably played it nonstop, and we just don't remember it.
I remember all
they
the songs
two or three
played.
Songs out together. Two?
Two, she sang.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I kind of forgot what we were doing. Let's talk to Ashley in Salisbury. Welcome to the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Morning.
Hi, Ashley. Roy, let me remind you what we're doing. Brody Jenner and his girlfriend Caitlyn both broke up last week, and they both seem to have moved on rather quickly after the breakup. And we want to know if you guys in the audience did the same thing. And then did you, like, post about it? Were you open about it? What do you say, Ash?
So I was engaged, and I was, like the wedding was half planned. We had save the dates were sent out. I had my dress, the caterer, the venue was booked. And I called it off. It just didn't feel right. And at the time, I found a coworker. I didn't even know him that well. Was looking for a roommate. I was looking for a roommate. So I couldn't afford a place alone. So we ended up getting a place. And to this day, my whole family thinks that I cheated on my ex-fiance with him. Because now we're married with two kids. But at the time, I didn't even know him from Adam. It was just, hey, he needs a roommate. I need a roommate. But... yeah, I have cousins that won't talk to me because I called off the engagement and I'm married with him now.
And do they? And like Loren said, people might think that you were hooking up during your relationship.
My cousins were legitimately posting, like, all over social media, you cheated on him and you did this. I'm like, I really didn't, but I know it looks that way. I mean, you can't change it.
Right. But you got to do what's best for you, and that's what Brody and Caitlyn are doing.
Not only that, but tell them to stay out of your relationships. They didn't date you.
Yeah?
Right.
That's your philosophy, Loren?
Kind of.
The one whose job it is to talk about everybody's relationships in the celebrity world?
Yeah, but I'm not like, I don't know. No. At the end of the day, those people were cheating. Like, she wasn't really cheating.
And at the end of the day, it's important for Ashley to be happy. And again, just like the last caller we spoke with before commercials, she broke off the engagement with one and got engaged to the right one. Thanks, Ashley. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, this is Bernadette in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
So you're kind of like me. When you think someone's cheating when they move on too quickly?
Oh, completely, because it happened to me.
Oh, Tell us what happened.
I was engaged to somebody who I lived in Virginia, and we were having a bit of a rough patch, and we kind of gave each other a little bit of space, but to me, space meant, like, work on the relationship. To him, I think he had a free pass, and he started seeing this older woman, like, I would say 12 years older than him, and essentially got with her and moved in with her within 2 weeks of seeing each other behind my back, and it just got really messy. So, of course, we had to call off the engagement.
And you thought you were still working things out at this point?
Yeah, he was staying with a friend at a friend of ours' house. He was renting a room in their basement, so I thought we were on good terms, just needing a little bit of space.
So let me put you on the spot, Bernadette, and ask you this. We just spoke with Ashley, who just said to us that she didn't hook up with this guy during her last relationship, but everybody thought she did. Do you not believe her?
I mean, good on her if she can say it out loud and fully believe it, but I definitely think she had something going on.
Okay.
Every situation that I've ever seen in my personal life and friends of mine, that's the way it's been.
Okay.
You know, I will say, sometimes I see people rush out of one relationship and into another and end up engaged without the cheating in the middle, but that second relationship that was clearly a rebound typically doesn't work out when they move that fast.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bernadette. Have a great day. Do we have time for Josh?
Yeah, we only have a couple minutes, but Josh in Lancaster, welcome to the show, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. What's going on?
Well, I can hear Lorraine fussing at me now, but I did the same thing. I was dating a girl for, I'd say about 2 months, and then I met Vicky, and I just dropped the other girl a cold turkey, and she didn't find out that I wasn't going to see her anymore because she's seen on my social media.
Aw, you didn't give her the decency of breaking up with her. Who are you, Manny?
Well, I told you, I knew she would. But that's okay. That's really not why I love Lorraine and y'all guys to death. We just wasn't clicking, and I told her. I said, you know, I just don't see a future in this, or, you know, I just don't see us going nowhere. She's like, no, I love you. I want to get married. And I was like, whoa, hold it.
Hold your horses.
Yeah, 4 dates in, you love me and want to get married. Yeah, that's another thing that'll make a man run the other way.
Refresh everyone's memory, Roy. How long have Josh and Vicky been married?
They've been married since, was it May?
May 10th.
May 10th, yeah.
And why do you know that?
Because I was their minister. I married them at the Duncan in Gastonia.
Amen.
We are so happy, and we love you guys to death, and we are still eternally grateful for it. Oh,
we love you too, buddy. Give us a real quick, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was SummerSlam, WWE?
Oh, my God, a 50.
A 50?
Wow,
wow.
Off the charts.
They're coming in September. We're going to try and work on tickets to send you guys, okay?
All right. Hey, Bray Wyatt made his return, rebuilt.
You got 7 seconds. Keep
best
going.
Thing in the world was Brock Lesnar took a butt whooping.
Oh, okay.
On KISS 95.1. Thanks, Josh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I was in a debate with a friend of mine the other day because I've always been of the understanding that you shouldn't be overcharging your phone. And, like, so when the old iPhones came out, and it could be fixed now, I don't know, but I was always taught that it's okay to charge your phone overnight, but if your phone doesn't need to be charged, don't be continuously charging it.
What?
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, and by the way, there's going to be so many tech people that's going to call me wrong because I had a friend that called me an idiot.
Is he a tech? Is he a techie?
Yeah, he's.
Oh, well, then I'm going to believe what he say.
Well, I think I'm a techie.
But you're not. What did this other guy say? I know you.
I think that if you leave your phone on charge all day, it's constantly going up and down because, you know, it stops
working
charging.
Overtime.
It's working overtime because the battery stops charging, goes down a little bit, then it brings it back up. Blah, 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 blah. I think it's working too much. He says that I'm an idiot because they only build phones to last like 500 500 full battery drains, like 500 times. And that it, you know.
So once you get to 500, your phone's going to stop working?
Then your battery becomes less than. Then your battery becomes, I guess, broken. I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
My phone right now is at 60%. Lorraine, what's yours at?
I don't have the percentages on because it gives me anxiety.
Okay. Oh, Roy, mine by the time I get out of here will be 52-ish. I'll plug it into my car. I'll drive back to Waxhaw from South End. That'll put me back at about 78, 80.
Whoa, you have a fast charger.
Yeah, I know. My car supercharges. Wow. There's something not right about
my wire's hot.
My wire's hot to the touch.
You pick up the phone and it's like burning your hand?
I got supercharger in my car. I don't know what it is.
Well, but 30% in 10 minutes.
I'm supercharger. Plug in your phone and I'll charge you up immediately.
Thank you, supercharger. If only that were a thing. I never charge my phone, by the way.
The point being is I shouldn't be doing that. I should be letting it get all the way down.
I think so, but he says your phone only lasts 500 times.
We need a real techie. One call says it all. That's what we should do here.
And he said, I'm more of an idiot because I got the two batteries on one phone. So, like, my backup battery is down 80%. And my iPhone's battery is 100%.
And wait, why do you have your backup battery on if your regular phone is charged?
It goes to your backup battery and then your regular battery. That's just the way the system works.
You never lose a charge then.
No, I'm always charged all day. Like, all day. And he says, that's actually hurting my phone. And I'm like, what?
Let me see your phone, Lauren. Let me see where your battery's at, please. Just out of curiosity.
I have, like, just a little bit gone.
You're really good. You used to be terrible.
Well, yeah, I also didn't have a laptop in front of me when I was using my phone for the dirties and stuff.
So do you let yours get down? Like, I will not let mine get down past 50. I'll start panicking if it gets down 50? Past 50.
I don't use mine during the show as much anymore. But now afterwards, I'm constantly on my phone. So I would say by the time I take my nap at, like, 2 o'clock, my phone needs to be charged. I'm in the red.
Nicole, you're pretty smart about this stuff. What about you? Do you let your phone get down like past 50 or like when do you start charging it?
I kind of do like you. Like when I only charge, if I'm at home, I don't charge my phone until like nighttime. But if I'm driving around, I'll plug it in whenever I'm in the car. So it always stays around like 50 to 70.
Well, so, see, we just got a text message from someone who said you're not supposed to charge it until it gets down to at least below 20% when it turns yellow or red.
Yellow or red, yeah.
Okay, but now, how about this? Riddle me this. Am I supposed to wake up in the middle of the night when my phone hits 100% and unplug it?
No.
Or is that damaging it, too?
I think it's okay to stay on for a little bit, just as long as you're not, like, it's at 80% and then you leave it on a charge the whole time. I think that damages your phone. Meanwhile, I say this, and the guy's like, you're a hypocrite, because that's exactly what your backup battery is doing.
Mm.
Your backup battery is feeding power to your battery nonstop all day. And
like, you're ruining your... In other words, if you keep charging your iPhone, you're ruining your battery. You're draining your battery.
That's
counterproductive.
That's what I think. He thinks differently.
Yeah, okay. Now, damn. Now I don't know what to think.
Right.
Except I know I have anxiety and I can't let it get below 50.
And I believe that when it gets below... Like, it moves quicker under 20 versus... Going from like 100 to 80, like it will go from 20 to like 13, 10 in like 20 minutes.
And you're supposed to have a power saver that comes on.
I know.
Makes it last longer.
Area code 908 says they don't let theirs get down below 85%. They carry a charger with them.
85%? You got the whole day ahead of you. I mean, you get 85%.
85% is a breeze.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I dream for that.
All right. Now, the hashtag the more you know, I guess. What do we know?
What do you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.